Okay. Good morning. You know, God is up to something when you had a plan, because I received an email from Pastor Barry long ago about doing a series on renewing your mind. And so I was working on it. And then I got a subsequent email saying that, well, no, I think we're going to continue on Kingdom of God for a while. So I thought, okay. That's nice. So we spent some time in Cambodia and we spent some time in Korea. So I'm receiving this in Cambodia. And I have some echoing, huh? And so what happened was, when he said that we're going to continue with Kingdom of God, I was working on my commentary on Matthew chapter 4. Can we have it up? Let's read that together. This is a short verse together. So let's read that together. One, two, three. Jesus traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness. Wow. Do you want that to happen today? Amen? Wow. There will be teaching, preaching, and healing. And he said it's the good news. The New King James verse, or King James says, the gospel of the kingdom. And I thought, wow, gospel of the kingdom. And so I think I'll just minister to our Catalyst family with that text. And so I was preparing, and what happened was we're in Korea. Me and my favorite wife, Jenny, happened to be in Korea. And we were meeting this lady who is pretty high up, you know, CEO type, that wanted to have lunch. And so after lunch, she said, hey, can you pray for our son? So I thought, yeah, it would be nice. So we'll pray for your son. And as we were praying for her son, I saw open vision of turtle, snail, and a bullet train. And you know, it just came as a message. And I thought, wow, they will make a great message for kids. And so I thought, wow, you know, I need to somehow make it into a kid's message, but Catalyst, I don't know it's going to work. Until I saw an email from Pastor Barry again. You know that this is multi-generational. There will be a lot of kids in the front. I thought, wow, then it works perfectly. So I'm going to talk about the snail, turtle, and the bullet train. Woo, I think I need prayer for that. Lord Jesus, help me to connect. But we would like to bring healing. We'd like to bring fire. We'd like to see our children transformed by with your power, Lord. Help us, O God. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There was a snail. Okay, give me the next slide. There was a snail. Next. Yes. There was a snail, and our Lord came and told the snail, snail, I want you to go San Diego. Wow, can you believe that? You know how fast snail could run? 0.03 miles per hour, that's 1/10 of an inch per second. It takes snail 33 hours to run 1 mile. Wow. So snail says, sir, Lord, if you want me to go San Diego, 100 miles away from LA, I will go, Lord. So he's now running fast as he can. Okay. Did you know that there is a snail called Archie? 1995, he made a world record. He made 13 inches course in 2 minutes. Wow. So he could run mile in 17 hours. The fastest snail in the world. He is in Guinness World Record. But from our perspective, they're still at snail pace. But snail is doing his best. So he's running. So he's from snail from LA. So you see that attitude. He has that LA attitude. You know, it's like, okay, if Lord wants me to go San Diego, I'm going to go. So he's running, 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 running. But then he looked around. He's like, how come I'm going toward San Francisco. You know why? Next slide. Because he was sitting on top of turtle who was going San Francisco. What the heck? Lord, I'm going as fast as I can because you told me to go to San Diego. I'm an LA snail with attitude. I'm doing best. But the more he goes, the more he goes toward San Francisco. What a dilemma, right? What to do? What can a snail do when life, not as you plan, always works against you? You know, sometimes I feel like the snail. God tells me to do this grandiose work, and I'm like, I'm doing my best, but it feels like a snail pace. I'm not really accomplishing anything. I'm not making any dent. I'm not making any difference in the world. And it seems like everything around me, the world and the environment and the people and the situation and circumstance, all work against me, going the opposite direction. So all the progress I think I made means nothing from the objective perspective. Do you feel that way? You know, and there's always a child within us, and I'm speaking to a child in you right now. If you're 50s, maybe 40 years ago, if you're 30s, 20 years ago, you know, and kids here, present you. You know, there will come a time you feel like, but compared to all that happens in the world, what I do amounts to nothing, Lord. Well, why did you ask me to go to San Diego when the world that I live in is heading towards San Francisco? What have I accomplished, Lord? I mean, literally, physically, you have not made any progress. Actually, you're going backwards because turtle is moving as fast, much faster than you. It's like Lord tells us to go against the current, and yet the current is so strong, you know, little fish against all the sharks and swing against you. You feel like, I'm not accomplishing much. I'm not making any difference, Lord. Right? But you know that in this world, there are two kinds of people. Yeah, this is, out of the 8 billion people, there's only 25 people who have this t-shirt. There are two kinds of people. Who does not take no for an answer? Amen? Just keep on doing what the Lord told us to do, regardless of the result. And it takes faith to do the things that God has called you to do in spite of the result. A lot of times we give up because we think that we're not amounting. It's like we're not doing anything, Lord, seems like. Right? We're just a bunch of people in Long Beach against what's happening in the world. It's so overwhelming. The war at Israel and other places and famine and, I mean, crimes. And I feel like, Lord, are we making any difference? Us being faithful to the calling that you have given us? I feel like that little snail on top of the circumstance working against. See, there are two kinds of snail. Smiley kind and sad kind. The sad kind always look at the environment and says, well, look, let me be objective about this. Objectively speaking, we're not doing much. But there's always the smiling snail that says, I don't care what it looks like, but I want to be faithful to what God has called me to do. Can you say amen to that? Because God does not require you to do the things on your own strength. So when I saw that vision and I was praying for that lady's son who was struggling with life, and I said, you know, as I pray for your son, I saw a snail on top of a turtle going the against. But then Lord zoomed me out, and then I saw turtle and snail on a bullet train. This train was going to San Diego. So in spite of all the turtle's best effort to go against San Francisco, guess what? The door opens. Jesus walks in. Welcome to San Diego, Snail. Can you clap for that? Woo-hoo! You know, when I saw that vision, I almost cried. I said, Lord, that's me. You know, I ran as fast as I can. But it's just like my son. When my son first got into soccer, and it was first soccer game, he made me proud. You know, I'm like, oh, my son's first soccer game. Here I am. And he got in the game, and then he got the ball. And then he has this really interesting gift of turning everything to slow-mo when he gets the ball, you know. Everybody's in the same pace. He's like, you know. And this insensitive coach next to me said, Stephen, move those feet, move those feet. I said, shut up, man. That's my son you're talking about. I said, don't say things like that to my son. And then I said, Stephen, move those feet. Move those feet. How do you turn everything into slow motion? Yes, he did not get soccer scholarship, okay? But he's a OT, occupational therapist, helping the young kids move those feet, you know, and I'm glad he's doing what he's doing. But oftentimes we expect so much from our kids who's not designed. They're snails. Look at yourself. You are a snail. They're a snail. You're a big, happy snail family. And it's okay, right? I mean, it's so amazing. Every time I go and preach at this, especially room full of Asian people, you know, and a lot of Asian kids, when they're young, they said, Pastor, my mom and dad expect me to go to Harvard. I said, oh, no, you'll never go to Harvard. Don't worry about it. It's like, wow, you know, it's so refreshing. Why? Look at your mom and dad. You know, it's like, it has nothing to do with faith. It just has to do with IQ, you know. And so, kids, don't worry about it. Be set free. You don't have to go to Harvard. Just enjoy life. But be the best snail that you can be. Amen? You know, don't expect that. Don't even demand that. Why? Because God would open that bullet train, come into that, and look at the snail and said, snail, smiley one, you did your best. You ran fast as you can, and you made progress. But Lord, I haven't done anything. And honestly, I was here, but now I'm here. In the back of the... But he didn't know, because he was only looking at down. When he looked up, 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 the sky was moving at bullet train, 200 miles an hour, towards San Diego. He just didn't know. See, God's kingdom is coming. Jesus said the first message that Jesus ever preached is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is upon you. Why? Because every kingdom has a king. That's why it's called kingdom. When we say kingdom, it means, well, one who rules the people, and his name is king. That's why it's called kingdom. When kingdom is imposed upon you, when king is present. Jesus said, kingdom is upon you, the king of kings. I am here. The kingdom is upon you. Repent. Why? Because I want you to become the citizen, the children of the king. It's all about salvation, how we can enter the kingdom of God. It's not behavior modification. It's not about being a better you. No, it's about being saved and enter the kingdom of God together, right? And it's not only the fastest, the bestest. You know, it's whoever that God has called, the snail, ran his fastest, will enter the kingdom of God. Why? Because he did his darn best. He wasn't excluded from the Noah's Ark because it took him a long time to get to Noah's Ark. Did you know that there's a theological debate? There's no way the African snail could have made there by the given the time, like nonsense. Listen, God loves you And God calls you faithful because you've done your darn best. Amen. Don't try to be, you know, it's amazing how we turn everything to race. We turn everything to competition. We want to be number one. No, just be best you. Just be you. Amen. You know, there's only 25 people in the world. Wow. And there's only one person I found out in the world. I just published a book called Drinking Coffee with Kierkegaard by Robert Owen. Isn't it amazing? It's in Amazon. I sold 10 copies. Yeah, I bought it. You know, I bought I gave it as a gift to my friends. And wow. But did you know that there's only one person in 8 billion people who went to 64 countries and drank 1,000 cups of coffee and actually published books on it? I verified with Guinness World Record. They said, wow, you're the first one. So I said, hey, then do I make it a Guinness World Record? Yeah, I will be receiving my certificate of Guinness World Record of the first man alive to travel through 64 countries and drink 1,000 coffees and actually publish 3 books on it. Wow. You don't have to be best of anything. You just have to be you. Amen. What is that defines you? What is that the Lord told you to do? You know, 28 years ago, I was doing my writing my diary, and Lord said, why don't you start writing a prayer by numbering? So I said, okay, Lord. So I start numbering prayer number 1, prayer number 2. Now I just wrote this morning prayer number 10,700 something. I've been doing a writing of prayer for every day for 28 years. I'm about to go home and now check the Guinness World Record book again. If there's anybody who wrote a prayer a day for 28 years and actually published, I think I'm going to have second Guinness World Record. What about you? Are you that snail that is competing because you think, like, I want to be the fastest snail who lives on earth and want to do mile in 17 hours versus 33? No, don't be the best one. Be the only one. Because just like snowflakes, God made you you. And God loves you. And God's been telling you. Although you don't feel like you're not making any progress, you're not making any difference, and said, Lord, but because you said so, you told me so, because you put me in a circumstance, because God speaks through a circumstance called catalyst. God speaks to you through your ethnic group, your background, your parents, and whatever, all these circumstances, and for lifelong conversation God has, God said, do this, and you will do well. I love you. I encourage you. And yet we say, oh, but I'm not good at it. I'm not the best. I can never be competing, comparing. And I just pray that you wake up in the morning and said, Lord, thank you for making me, me. And I'll be the best me possible and serve you the best way I know how, as faithful as I can be, and doing the stuff that nobody cares about because you told me to love your neighbor as yourself and provide and a little smile, you know, rack somebody, random act of kindness. Have you done that? Random act of kindness. Just do something in Jesus' name. And I believe that when it's over and you think that you have digressed and you haven't accomplished much, Jesus will say, faithful and good servant, you've done well. I put you in bullet train. You're bound to San Diego anyways. Wow, thank you. I pray that favor will be upon you. And a lot of times we are so weak, we cannot do it on our own. We have to admit our weakness and admit that to the Lord, and Lord empower you with the fire from heaven. And as a kingdom citizen, that you will give God glory. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We ask for these children, Lord, precious. You made them who they are. with different gifting. Maybe not the world's number one soccer player, but bound to be occupation therapist helping little kids with mobility issue or learning disabilities. And maybe some of us are called to be out doing great stuff and become famous and give you glory. Well, maybe some of us just at home and just be happy to be intercessors and owning the world in Jesus' name and crying tears for those people who are suffering, Lord. We don't know how you called us, how you fashioned us, but we would like to be faithful to that calling, Lord, that you've given us. Holy Spirit, God, come. Fill us. If you have some music, I just want to lead in some prayer. I really feel that we need some prayer. I asked my favorite wife to lead prayer. She said no. So I have to today. I have to do it my way. If Jenny's repenting, she'll come up. But if not, I'll just finish. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. No, is it you who complained to God the other day? Lord, how come it seems like everybody else is progressing and becoming famous and becoming rich and they make more money than me, but I'm the one who's been so faithful to you? Do you have that spirit of competition? Spirit of comparison? And that spirit spill over to your children? Why can't you be like him, or why can't you be like her, and bring that spirit of competition and comparison to your children and to your spouse and comparing your spouse with other spouse? Oh God, please forgive us. Help us, Lord, to see you smiling over us, happy that we are faithful to you, that we're running the race that you told us to, as slow as a snail, but as fast as it can be. Lord, we bring the prayer of repentance, Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of God is upon you. The word kingdom of God is upon you actually in Greek means I go toward. Wow. It's not only kingdom of God comes to you, but you go toward the kingdom. Just like the snail going toward kingdom of God, but kingdom of God comes upon. But you do your darn best to bring the kingdom of God in your circumstance, in your household, in your workplace, in your family. So Holy Spirit, God, we admit that we're so weak. We're so programmed to compete and compare, Lord. The whole world wants us to compete and compare so they could buy the stuff that we don't want, to impress people that we don't even like with money we don't have. God, I want to be satisfied with me that you made and do the things you call me to do. God, I pray they will not turn life into a problem to be solved, but let it be the reality that we live through, Lord, and give you glory. And we say, Jesus, thank you. I want to be faithful to me today, now. Holy Spirit, God, I pray that we'll love our children, oh precious, and treasure them as who they are, love them as who they are, never demanding anything other than them. Love them, appreciate them, set them free, Lord. We thank you, Father. We release all this prayer unto you. Holy Spirit, God, come like a fire, fire, fire. As fire from heaven, Lord, come and touch us. Burn those dross within us that doesn't belong there. Burn those icky things and yucky things in life that hinders us from loving somebody wholly, completely. God, if there is any couple struggling through marriage right now, God, please I pray against the work of the enemy, Lord God. God, would you burn those things that, all these walls that they said, and God, the earplugs that they created, not hearing, not seeing, not touching, not loving. God, burn those things, Lord, between them, that they'll hug and they'll love and they'll be kind to each other and loving toward each other. And marriage, Father, will bring forth healthy children that say that I don't care what they believe about Jesus, but their lifestyle tells that I want to be just like them. I want to marry just like them and be married and happy. Holy Spirit, God, if enemy has robbed of the good marriage, Lord God, we ask for fire from heaven to burn those things. We want to be set free, Lord God. We want to be renewed in our relationship in love. Renewed in our relationship with as a father and mother and our children, Lord, that children will look up to us and children will love us and will love them as they are. So thank you, Lord. Maybe the world will look at us like, oh, what a not such a great family or such a poor family. It doesn't really matter, Lord. We'll be just happy as a family of snail, loving each other, encouraging our speed in which that we live our life. So Holy Spirit, God, come, touch us, speak to us, set us free, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you, we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give God a big hand, shall we?
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'll be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.